Welcome to the Wealth Matters Podcast, where investors come together to better understand how to build passive cash flow and create generational wealth without all the confusing mumbo jumbo. Here's your host and co-author of Amazon number one bestseller, Alpesh Pamar.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Wealth Matters Podcast, where we demystify the world of investing and empower you to make informed financial decisions. I am Alpesh Pamar, and today we are tackling an important question that many investors face. Should you manage your alternative investment portfolio yourself, or is it better to hand it over to the professionals? Whether you are eyeing real estate, cryptocurrencies, collectibles, private equity, understanding the pros and cons of DIY investing versus professional management can significantly impact your investment journey. So let's get started. Let me break it down for you in simple terms to help you find the best path for your investment dollars. DIY investing, taking control of your financial future. First up, let's talk about do-it-yourself investing. This is where you, the investor, take the reins, making all the decisions about where to put your money, when to buy and when to sell. It's like being the captain of your own ship on the vast sea of investments. Pros of DIY investing, lower costs. Without having to pay management fees or advisor commissions, you keep more of your investment returns. Think of it as saving money that can continue to grow over time. To personalize control, I think this is very important for me. You get to make decisions that align perfectly with your personal financial goals and risk tolerance. It's like choosing the ingredients for your favorite recipe. You know exactly what you are putting in. Three, flexibility and speed. When you manage your own investments, you can react quickly to market changes or new information. There is no need to wait for someone else's approval to make a move. Cons of DIY investing, time and effort, very important. Managing your own investment can be time consuming. You need to research, monitor your investments, and stay updated on market trends. It's like taking on a part-time job. Emotional decision-making. This also is very, very important, and all of us need to keep an eye on is without the buffer of a professional, it's easy to make investment decisions based on emotions rather than solid data. Fear and excitement can lead to hasty decisions. Knowledge gaps. The world of alternative investments can be complex. Without a deep understanding, you might miss out on opportunities or expose yourself to unnecessary risk. On the other side of the coin, we have professional management. This is when you entrust your investment portfolio to experienced managers or platforms. They make the investment decisions on your behalf using their expertise to navigate the markets. Pros of professional management. One, expertise and experience. Professional managers bring wealth of knowledge and experience. They understand market cycles, can identify opportunities and mitigate risks more effectively. Time saving. By handing over the management of your investments, you free up your time. You don't have to spend hours researching or monitoring the markets. Emotional distance. Professional managers are detached from the emotional aspect of your investments. They make decisions based on data and strategy, which can lead to more rational investment choices. Cons of professional management. Costs. Professional management comes with fees, which can eat into your returns over time. It's important to weigh these costs against the potential benefits. Less control. Entrusting your investment to someone else means giving up some control. For those who like to be in the driver's seat, this can be a significant drawback. Generic strategies. Sometimes professional managers might apply more generic strategies that aren't perfectly tailored to your individual goals or risk tolerance. Fraud, sometimes these managers or the, these managers invest in companies, and you'll always find fraudsters, right? So it's very important to look at all of this before you decide, right? Do you have time to do DIY investing, or do you just have money? Or maybe you have time and money both, and you really want to learn, let's say, real estate really well, or cryptocurrencies, or private investing, then maybe it's time for you to jump in and start doing DIY investing. But if you don't have time and just have money, a lot of money sitting, then I think you should start looking to professional management. So, is there a middle ground? Absolutely. Many investors find success by blending DIY investing with professional management. You might choose to manage a portion of your portfolio yourself, focusing on areas where you have interest or expertise, and use professional managers for more complex or time-consuming investments. This hybrid approach allows you to enjoy the benefits of both worlds: the personalization and control of DIY investing, along with the expertise and time-saving advantages of professional management. Personally, this is what I do. I started investing in stocks back in 2010 or so. And then 2015, I was investing heavily. And then realized by 2017 that it's not for me. And I started focusing more on real estate. Now I do real estate, cryptocurrency investments using my own. I do private investing through a club where they send out recommendations and we do the investments. And then for stocks, I do have some personal investments, but most of my stock portfolio is in my 401k or slash IRA, and that is being professionally managed by a manager, right? Because of course I can't do all. Deciding between DIY investing and professional management isn't a one-size-fits-all answer. It depends on your financial goals, your comfort level with investment decisions, and how much time and effort you are willing to invest. Whether you choose to navigate the waters of alternative investments on your own, rely on the expertise of professionals, or chart a course somewhere in between, the key is to stay informed, stay focused on your goals, and adjust your strategy as your financial landscape changes. Thank you for joining me today on Wealth Matters Podcast. I hope this discussion has shed some light on the pros and cons of managing your alternative investment portfolio and helps you make more confident decisions about your investment strategy. If you found today's episode helpful, please share it with friends or family who might also benefit from our conversation. Until next time, I am Alpesh Parmar, wishing you clear skies and prosperous investing on your financial journey.
Thanks for listening to the Wealth Matters podcast. If you enjoyed it, please leave us a 5-star rating on iTunes so others can enjoy the show too. Have a great week and happy investing!